Every Wednesday at this time, we check in with Carlos T. Carter, who's the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning.
Celebrate good time. Come on.
Wow.
Hey, good morning.
You have a voice. Very nice. And not only are you an author, now I can add singer to the list of your accoutrements.
I do sing sometimes, yep. I've sung for the mayors before. I've done a lot of things, yep. National anthem many times.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. I've done it for CCAC like 4 times. I sang for all the mayors across the state like a year ago. The mayor's office asked me to do that. Yep.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, were you ever in a band or group or...
No, like at church, I've sung in talent shows. I actually won one before. I've sung at weddings. I sing at funerals, so they asked me. I sing in a shower. I do karaoke. Yeah, I do sing. Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome. Carlos T. Yeah. Carter, singer. Maybe we'll get you to sing the national anthem at a Pirates game or something down the road.
Yeah, when the Penguins former president heard me sing it before, he told me you should sing at a Penguins game. I just never did, but when he heard me sing it some years ago,
Well,
mentioned that to me.
They asked me to be a backup singer. I said, how far back? They said, how about Cleveland?
Hey, we all have our talents, right? We just have to know them and leverage them. So.
And today we want to talk about the 3 keys to stand-up leadership. Leadership, how would you define leadership? Being in that role and having so many people work with you, how do you start to describe, what does a real leader mean?
Well, leadership basically, it's not based on position or title. Leadership basically is the ability to influence others, right? People do that influence in different ways. There's good leaders and bad leaders. I think good leaders, basically inspire people to a shared vision, whereas the weakest form of leadership, some leaders are like bullies or just people only follow them because they have a title. That's the weakest form of leadership. But I think the strongest leader, people follow you because, you know, they like what you're doing. They know you can get results and they know you care and they want to, like, bring the vision to life. So a leader is, you know, simply somebody who influences others, but there's different ways to do that, good and bad ways.
And what are some of the roadblocks that you've encountered for growth and effectiveness?
I think a big thing for leaders is big egos. And I think it was Quincy Jones who said big egos are overdressed insecurity. I think part of egos is a selfishness, you know, having all the answers, not listening. And listening not just in form as a leader, but also putting action some ideas that make sense into action. I know when I started the Urban League, I said, I promise to listen, but I'm not a puppet, right? So I listen to inform decision making, but really truly listening to inform decision making and I think and putting things in a place.
Yeah, there are a lot of, expressions, mostly in the corporate world, about, you know, letting people do their job and not try to do everything as a leader, being able to, you know, disseminate. And ask people to, you're asking them to listen, and they're asking you to listen to them.
Right. Part of that is enabling others to act, like creating an environment. But sometimes it can go both ways. Sometimes leaders don't have the right team, so they have to be hands-on or the team is developing. But I think, you know, as they are developing, you should be able, to step back. Like when I used to run Homeless Children's Education Fund, at first when I started there, it kind of, like, people weren't, like, falling through as well and things like that. But then they became simply amazing and, you know, empowered. But it's important that people feel empowered, that you leverage their strengths and build upon their strengths. And listening, like I said, is active, putting feedback into action. So I think our big egos really hurt. The leader sometimes, lack of listening, lack of focus, right? A lot of times a leader, you want to do everything, but you can't do everything. And the final thing I say as a roadblock is really not valuing diversity and inclusion, as we've talked about on the show, you know, really having diverse spaces where people can bring their full selves. You have different colors, different race, different everything, genders. You can be very effective, but sometimes those things are only lip service or box checking, but it's not really integrating a culture. So I think those are some roadblocks. Of course, there are others, but those are some.
Yeah, the 3 things leaders can do to level up their leadership.
Number one, in my book, Greatness Awaits You, I give people 11 keys, but I'm going to give you 3. I think a big thing is connect, right? I think strong leaders build relationships. They show empathy as part of that connection. They listen. One thing I try to do, I think, is walking around, talking to your people, getting to know them, right? Valuing people more than profit. And if you value people more than profit, you actually get profit, right? And demonstrating that you care. And so this connecting will inspire people to go through Wall Street and produce. I say do it because it's the right thing, but it also gets results. It's a simple thing, but it's huge. Be servants, right? I think as a leader, sometimes we get it twisted. People aren't there to serve you. You're there to serve them, right? You know, one thing I try to do, if people are eating, I clean up and throw it away. Honestly, I do it. I don't do it to show. I'm the last to eat, because when I started here, I was like, oh, no, the leader waits. I said, no, I'll wait till everyone else goes, right? And it's important to be servants as leadership. You know, you're there to serve your team. They're not here to serve you. And finally, it's to be accountable, right? Don't blame your team when things don't work out. You know, say I'm sorry when you make mistakes. You know, take responsibility for your team. Hold other people accountable as well, but I think you take ownership is important. And one thing I think that's really missing from leadership today, especially in politics, I think we really compartmentalize integrity, and I think that is so critical, that it shouldn't be situational, mean-spiritedness and lying and things like that. Nobody is perfect, right? But as leaders, we should demonstrate integrity. Sometimes we fall short, but we should do that in our actions. They said, don't talk about it. Missy Ellis said, don't talk about it. We got to be about it. And that goes a long, long way to modeling the way when you're being about it and inspiring, empowering your team.
Can always check out ulpgh.org. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. We'll talk to you next Wednesday. Thanks.